Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hood Funeral Home.
The Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore has been serving Southeast Nebraska for many years and is pleased to be of help in your time of need. It's been their endeavor to come to your aid with the utmost quickness in your funeral arrangements. They've been proud to serve you in the past and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, funeral arrangements and understanding is what you'll receive. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, a proud part of the community.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Kane Hoekstra, head football coach for the Southern Raiders. Coach, your regular season finale against Exeter Milligan Friend was canceled Friday. You finished with a 3-4 record. Your boys did end up qualifying for the postseason. Unfortunately, you will not be able to play. Obviously disappointed that you're not able to see how a rematch with Tri-County would go.
Yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet end to the season. Bitter that we don't get an opportunity to compete in our Week 8 game and then also into the playoffs. But it's nice knowing that we earned that right to participate in the playoffs. It shows the strength of our schedule, beating some opponents that earn us enough points to earn that opportunity to compete in the playoffs. But we knew, times being what they are, that would be a situation that we might have to deal with.
As you and I both just said, disappointing end of the season, but what positives did you take away from this year?
Well, we only had four seniors on our team. They were important contributors throughout the season, but there's only four. That's not very many. So we had some young kids that stepped up, and so that's what we were really excited about. We were encouraged by some of our underclassmen, particularly some sophomore two that stepped up, and juniors that were consistent on both sides of the ball for us. And there's a little promise in our freshman class, too. So it was exciting to see what the future may bring.
Well, speaking of that, give us an early look into next season. What will you have coming back, and what will some of the off-season goals be?
Right off the bat, we have good depth, both offense and defensive line. In fact, none of the seniors that are graduating were linemen. So that's what we're going to build off of that. We're going to have to replace a quarterback and our top running back. Those are going to be some challenges for us. We've got some people that can maybe step up. When our starting quarterback, Carson Borzakowski, got hurt, we had a sophomore step up in Cale McGuire, who showed definite progression in the 2 to 3 weeks that we were preparing for our final stretch. You know, if he continues to progress, I like where he's at. Across the board, when you work on getting stronger and faster, those would be goals of ours, along with most other teams, getting bigger and faster in the offseason.
We're speaking with Kane Hoekstra, head football coach for the Southern Raiders. Coach, enjoyed speaking with you throughout the year and look forward to doing it next year.
Great, and we appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
That's Southern Raider head football coach Kane Hoekstra here on KNDY.
Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hood Funeral Home. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.